Time now for Taste of the Week, and with us in studio is Randy Lewis from Randaddy's Restaurant in La Hinge. Very good morning.
Good morning to you.
And thanks very much for coming in. So, what have you cooked up for us this week?
What we got here is we have the Italian sandwich on rye bread from Randaddy's. This is a tasty delight that brings me back to my childhood.
Oh, I like a good childhood story.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing a dream sequence. We're back now in 1980s Canada. So tell us what a young Randy Lewis was doing.
1980s, yeah. Late 1980s is when this tradition started. So in Canada, it's something called the CFL. It's the equivalent of not the equivalent of the NFL. It's okay. The Canadian Football League. So it's the same kind of style of football.
Okay.
But obviously, we're probably the farm teams for the NFL. Maybe at a good push, you know. So
yeah.
So they play about 16 games a year like the NFL. And every football game that's in hometown, my mouth's watering. Every football game has been played. We would go to Little Italy. It was a place called in Edmonton, Alberta. And Little Italy has lots of Italian shops, Italian foods, Italian, you know, sports going on, lawn bowling, and loads of Italians looking very Italian-like, like you're in them, you know, Little Italy.
Using their hands for gesturing
all that
as they
stuff,
speak.
You know? And one of the things we'd always get was the Italian Spinelli sandwich. And, you know, that's the only time we get it is football day. You wouldn't want it any other time, really, because you just didn't think about it, but it just resembles football. For us, it did. And that's where this sandwich comes from, is my childhood. And I put it on the Randaddy's menu. Now, it's not exactly like a Spinelli's. I've did my own twist to it. What you got in front of you is a 5-seed rye bread that we make at Randaddy's. You can get any kind of rye flour anywhere, really. So the rye flour is basically 3/4 rye flour and 1/4 strong flour to get the right mix is what we use, with some treacle. And so you can get any rye dough recipe off the internet. I think you'd want to get whatever you feel comfortable with. Hmm. One quick tip I would say in bread making, now I'm not a professional by any means, but double proofing is what I've always been taught. And what that is when you mix your ingredient thoroughly, you look for the window test. So the window test is how stretchy your dough is. So you want to stretch it out and make a kind of window, or see how elasticity, is that a word?
Elasticity, yes.
Elasticity,
it is indeed.
So you want to test that and see how stretchy it goes. So rather than it ripping apart like a piece of paper, you want to stretch it. So that's when you know the dough is ready.
Okay.
So you go for your first proof. So you leave it in your dough bowl so you can have a little KitchenAid that has a hook. And usually that's a very good easy way. You can make 500 grams in that. And 500 grams would be a decent loaf of bread. You let it proof once and it doubles in size. And then you knock it back, as they say, and you put it in your bread tin. Or in this case, this is a flat bread we've made and we've cut it down the middle. And then you let it proof one more time. And you let it proof up until it gets the size that you like, or until it's that's peak of proofing. You know it's at its peak because, well, firstly, it's probably, you know, bread is very trial, you know, you have to do a lot of looking at it. So once you get the third or fourth time of your bread making, you know that, okay, if you let it proof a bit more, that's going to collapse.
Yeah.
You get it in the oven, pull it out, and voila, you got bread. Bread is, you know, 4 ingredients. You got flour, you got yeast, you got water, you know, sugar, salt. That's the really main ingredients in bread. Now, you don't need yeast if you're a master baker. You have starter doughs and all that stuff. But you can get everything at your local Super Value or local shop or anywhere, really.
Well, can I just say, I've taken a bite of the sandwich, and that bread, that rye bread, is delicious. So kudos to you on that. Really, really nice. But maybe take us through what else is in it. I detect a fair few meats.
We have some ham. We have some garlic salami. We have some pastrami. We have some tomato, we got some provolone cheese, and then we have this spread that's on it. That's where the uniqueness comes in again, where the Spinelli sandwich comes in, is it's a Mediterranean vegetable. So what we do is we slow roast Mediterranean vegetables, so that's eggplant, roast peppers, some onions, and some zucchini, a little bit of garlic, a little bit of oregano, put that into a paste, so we puree it up after it's been blitzed, and that becomes a spread. Now, with that spread, you can do so many things with it. You know, we use it for a sandwich. You can use it for a chip dip. I mean, you can use it for your cucumbers or your any kind of dips you really want, really. You can use it in a pasta sauce. You can use it as a puree for a pasta sauce because it becomes bright red. It's lovely, you know, because you got lots of red peppers in there. Use them for a pasta sauce. So it's definitely something you could have in your fridge. It'll sit there for you know, seven to 10 days. You know, put a little bit of lemon juice in it. It preserves it a little bit longer. So that's the spread on it. And we just toast it up. Very simple. And we got some jalapenos on there. Jalapenos is my touch. I like the pickle flavor. Yeah. I love chili. I love hot.
There was a time years ago where I wouldn't have eaten pickles or gherkins or jalapenos in sandwiches, and now they're a must.
Now they're a must.
They just give it an extra kick.
They do. They do. That's the zing.
Zing, exactly.
And it's something I can drop in my mouth all the time, you know. Pop a jalapeno in, walking by the station, boom, jalapeno.
Might need a small glass of water.
I think, again, jalapenos, you got good ones, you got bad ones, you know.
Okay, different strengths.
There's different strengths and different brands, you know. I think I'm always going for the more, I guess you could say more expensive brand, the more posher brand, because you actually get right flavors. The pickle juice, the pickling brine has a lovely flavor to it. Mm. And it's something, you know, even the juice itself, we put it in salads. You know, if you blitz up some jalapenos, you could use that for a dressing on top. A little bit of olive oil, you could use it for a dressing on top of things, on top of your chicken and stuff. So it's I think jalapenos are very diverse.
Okay, so tell me this, the jalapenos, the posher they get, does their fieriness reduce, or is that a completely separate matter? The hotter they get, the posher they get.
So you mean when you're cooking them?
As in, you say you go for posh jalapenos.
So maybe posh is a tough word. You know, the old
are they still really? Hot.
You could have a brand of maybe, you know, for instance, New Forge jalapenos in front of you, and a brand of, you know, Old El Paso. Yeah. You know, Old El Paso is known for their, you know, it's either a Volkswagen or the Mercedes. So you take the Mercedes in this one.
Okay.
And that's the Old El Paso ones, or just the brand that's unique. And I mean, I just think the flavor abundance is a lot more, and less water going out. So
okay. Yeah. So what else is in there?
That's it.
That's it.
That is it.
Well, I've eaten half of it already. So that's a good sign.
That's all we have in there. So it's just a nice, easy sandwich that's fresh, made in house, made daily. We make the bread fresh every day. Coats of sandwiches and when they come into order, and we pop them out.
And is that proving to be a popular?
It's been on the menu for 13 years.
13 years.
13 years.
And do people?
It's one of the ones that doesn't leave. You know.
Wow. Okay. Mm. So, do people just buy the sandwich? Does it come with a portion of chips?
No, the sandwich just comes alone. It comes alone with some of our own Randaddy's coleslaw. Yeah, Randy's coleslaw.
He was about to tell us what's in his coleslaw, but then realised, no, I'm not giving away trade secrets.
That's exactly okay. It. So, yeah, it's just nice, short, easy, simple sandwich for everybody who likes a sandwich when they go into the restaurant.
Okay, well, I have to say that's absolutely lovely. It's one you could have for lunch, or if you were late home and had no time to make dinner, that would fill you anyway, that is for sure. And looking at it, doesn't look like it took a particularly long amount of time to put together.
Well, no, I mean, if you got your sauces ready to go, I mean, listen, the Mediterranean veg is something we have in our back pocket, as I say, in the kitchen, where it's kicking around. You know, we're using it in a few different things. You know, if you puree it up, it's great. If you use it on top of pizzas, it's great, chunky. Mm. So we use that quite a bit. So, I mean, you know, you don't have to use the Mediterranean veg. That's the one I choose to use. You can always buy, you know, make it very, very simple for yourself. You can go to the shop. You can buy some roasted red peppers, some you know, roasted eggplant that come in little jars with lovely oil with it. Dump all that in a blitzer. Boom, there you go. And you have a lovely, lovely dip and a lovely sauce for yourself.
Really, really nice. And kudos to you once again for bringing me in something tasty,
yeah,
and helping me to stave off the hunger. Maybe one question before you go.
Absolutely.
That perhaps you can answer. So you're going to these CFL or Canadian football games,
yeah,
right? And all the North American sports, predominantly the American leagues have Canadian teams in them. So the NBA has Canadian teams, the Toronto Raptors,
yeah,
and so on. Also in baseball, the Blue Jays, yeah, Maple Leafs or whoever. And ice hockey, maybe it's the inverse. It's actually the better teams are from Canada. Why aren't there Canadian-American football teams in the NFL? Is it because they're so bad, or why,
yeah,
isn't there a history of them?
We'd be like, I guess, we. Do you know what farm teams are? Have you got?
I've never heard the phrase, but imagined it's like, it was like the lower level.
It's the lower level, yeah, yeah, where you kind of move up your stages to get to. Now, they're not exactly farm teams, but there is a lot of people from, I guess it's guys that couldn't make the NFL. They come to the CFL, and they're getting paid I would say 5% of, 5% of what they could have got paid in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a secondary place that you go and play because you love the sport, And I mean,
does it get good crowds in Canada?
They get good crowds, that's 30, 40, 50,000.
Yeah, wow.
Absolutely. Okay. And I mean, there is players that go from the NFL and they can't make it there. Then they get, they get into the CFL, they get their confidence or whatever it may be. And then they go back to the NFL, it doesn't happen often. But it happens, yeah. And it's definitely just a great pastime sport. We have a stadium in Canada that holds 70,000 people sitting there. It's lovely to go to. Great
freezing
atmosphere. Yeah. Well, they're playing in the snow and everything. So,
of course
they do. Yeah, it's like you see on TV. So,
well, there we go. I'm glad you answered that question for me. Sorry, soccer fans. I should have mentioned there are Canadian teams in MLS as well. That's a lovely sandwich. Easy recipe, easy to put together. And that sauce, as you say, when you mix it, is 7 to 10 days. That'll last. And put a bit of lemon in it. Last even
longer.
Yeah,
put a little bit of lemon. If you get the ones from the store, if you get some preserved peppers from the store, use their oil. Their oil is lovely. Like that's all flavor again. The oil in there, that'll just preserve for quite a while in your fridge. Yeah.
Okay, lovely stuff. Randy Lewis of Randaddy's Restaurant in La Hinch, bringing us a staple of the Randaddy's menu for 13 years. So it's clearly very popular. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.